How would you put those four? Of course, CCI 779 is not available at this moment, but assuming it were, how would you put those four drugs together in terms of your non-protocol algorithm?
So I think the data with bevacizumab makes it easy to put that drug into a cup and say, gee, it's too expensive, we need phase 3 data, let's wait. If you have a situation where your back is against the wall, the patient needs some kind of treatment, it's an easy tolerated drug, it's something you can use. But right now, without the data to support its use, I think we're going to keep that drug on the shelf a little bit, at least in my practice. I think for the untreated patient with clear cell carcinoma, you have two choices, and that is sunitinib or sorafenib. Probably, given the data presented at this meeting, sunitinib is going to be utilized. It was the featured drug at the plenary session. I have no doubt that that's going to influence the vast majority of medical oncologists. And that's okay, because the data are pretty solid with the drug, and they really show it's an effect on the disease. My tendency is to then say, when those patients progress, and all of them do, that you should consider the second kinase inhibitor, sorafenib, as sort of a drug to follow up the sequential therapy of this disease. Where does the Wyeth drug fit in, CCI-779? Well, if you're convinced that there is a subset of patients who do badly and who have rapidly progressive disease, it certainly is a drug that one can use there, but I think we'll learn how to use that drug. So I'm sort of putting it, not on the shelf, but sort of holding it in reserve, if you would, for a group, because I think you can treat these poor-risk patients with the oral kinase inhibitors also.
Are there any patients in whom you'd start sorafenib rather than sunitinib?
Yes, I think clearly that as we write about this phenomenon of what to use first, what are the standards of care, I think either is a choice that one can make. I think there are people in whom you can give sorafenib who have, you know, minimal symptoms, who you want to avoid side effects, the kind of side effects we're talking about with sunitinib, so that sorafenib is a choice in that setting. I think the medical oncology community will start to use both of these drugs, and they will for themselves decide which of the two is the most favorable in terms of side effects. I think they probably have fairly similar effects on the biology of the disease. And so I think they can be used one or the other.